What is going on, Mud Dogs? It's been a little bit. I was on vacation celebrating my good friend David, as we call him. He's getting married this year, so we were out there in Denver, where the bulk of today's episode is going to come from. But then my wife she's still out of town, so I took that extra time to get a bunch of stuff done around the house. But we are back, just like my Hurricanes will be this year. I'm going to hold them to that. We got Cam Ward, but this isn't a sports show. So I will, I digress. So listen, I really hated the last episode that I did. I really despised it. I was kind of disgusted by it. But you know what? I published it anyway. And I took some of this extra time to kind of reevaluate how I want this podcast to go. So I got the different music because I love summertime. The song puts me in my summertime vibes. It's just, I love it. Puts me in a good mood. I think it kind of sets the mood for what we're going to be talking about today. And just the mood of the podcast overall. So listen, I still got a ways to go, but I told you in the first episode, in the intro, I don't know what I'm doing. There's going to be learning along the way, and it is what it is, my friends. So we're going to keep on pushing here. Let's go ahead and get right into the episode. We're going to go ahead and start out with goal review. Now, since it's been some time since the last episode that I published, I'm not going to go into depth. I did a lot of stuff that I wanted to do around the house, got the house in order, got some projects done. There's some things that went on the back burner, but it is what it is. I think I said in the last episode, everybody wants to be a beast until it comes time for beasts to do what they do. And I was definitely eating some kibble, right? Didn't want the late nights because I was already tired with everything I was trying to do, but that's just an excuse. So we're going to do better. I learned from it. Just like we made a plan earlier, I just got to get back to that plan. It's all right, baby. I'm not letting it get me down. We are good to go. Don't you worry. So I'm not going to go in depth on goal review. I hope that you've been keeping up with your goals. I would love to get some comments from you guys. Tell me how your goals are going. Let's hear it, man. I don't care if you hit them all, if you didn't. If you didn't, maybe we can talk about it next episode. But I'm here for you, baby. Let's go. All right, so this week, I need to get back on track with my journaling every day. I'm going to go ahead. I'm not even going to think about it too much. 10 chapters. It just has to happen is what I'm reading. I got to make sure this week, the extra projects have, I've been tired getting off work, trying to get stuff done. So I haven't really been waking up like I should. Still getting those ice baths in, which if you haven't done it before, they're so much better than a cold shower. I love it. I live by it from now on. But I'm not going to walk around. Like, have you seen those hats where it's like, I like to get cold, get chilled, whatever. I'm not to that level. It's not like a CrossFit cult or anything like that. So I will always endorse it though. All right. So then we've got, that kind of goes in with my recovery and stretching that I want to make sure that I do this week. I need the yard mowed. I got to finish building a chair for the table that I just did. I need to get the next podcast episode up and another blog. So this episode will actually be turned into a blog. It's actually already posted. A little bit different material on the blog just so you're not reading and listening to the same thing. So be sure to head over there. Head over to the website. I did put some work in on the website. Still need some work, but I've got the blog page live, ready to go. So we are up to 2 pages, baby. Let's go. All right. I think the only thing I'm putting numbers on this week is just my chapters reading. Because at this point, listen, working out every day, maybe one rest day, which at my, if I, knowing myself, if I give myself that rest day, it might lead to 2. So at this point, we're not even going to think about it. We know it needs to be done. Now we just have to go out and make it happen. Let's take action. Let's set these goals for ourselves and let's kill them this week. All right. Now, for this week's episode, I want to take a look at The Power of Yes. I know there's a couple books or maybe there's one book, but you know, One thing I didn't like about the podcast, the last episode, was that I felt like I was doing too much research, like I was back in college or even high school, you know, working on a paper and trying to tie it into like the first two episodes that I did. So we're going to mix it up a little bit. The power of yes, I didn't want to go out and read an excerpt, whatever that word is. You know what I mean? You get my just, as my son says, teaching him how to use a bait caster this weekend. And he, oh, I get the just of it. Okay, bud, I got you. I know what you meant. And you know what I meant. So let's keep it rolling. You're going to notice a little bit of difference. This is mainly going to be my thoughts, my theories. And this episode and the blog post is a little bit different. I didn't really rely on anybody else's research, just my own thoughts, feelings, and philosophy on it. So we're going to take a look at the power of yes. And so this kind of came up just as we went skiing while we were in Denver celebrating our good friend David. And I've been skiing before. I've been snowboarding. I decided to go snowboarding this time. Had a rough first day. And I was afraid to go higher. But you know, by the end of the day, I started getting the hang of it. And while we were up there, all of a sudden there was going to be snow in the mountains. I think they ended up with like, had to be almost a foot or more of snow. So it was definitely, I guess as the true snowboarders and skiers would say, it was definitely a lot of powder, bro. So we took advantage, a lot of fun. And, you know, one of the guys that I met through David, it was pretty cool, man. They, we went to the top. Timeout. So, you know, there's different levels to skiing. If you don't know, you know, you've heard like the black diamonds and stuff like that. So we stayed on the green and picked a route where even if we missed the route, we weren't going to accidentally find ourselves on a stupid, hard, like way out of our skill level run. So we did go up as high as we could. And that's kind of where I didn't realize it until afterwards when we were done, because in the moment, it was amazing, right? We go up as high as we can, and they had like this little, shack restaurant bar type thing up there. And when you're up there, it was snowing really hard, and, you know, it was just like a whiteout. So we're looking around, and all you see is snow, like not even trees. We're past the trees. And it was nerve-wracking. But then you start going, and man, it felt amazing. And I had so much fun. By the end of day two, I was, day two of skiing anyway, I was trying things that I never thought I would try. I mean, I even tried to do a run through trees, which I learned I was not ready for. Luckily, I didn't get hurt. But, you know, it's kind of hard to put into words what we were describing. Like when we got up there, it was snowing. It was almost hard to tell like where the snow was because there was so much powder. You'd lose your board like while it's on your feet. And visibility wasn't great, but you could still see far. And it was just a beautiful sight and just a great experience, exhilarating experience. You know, I felt some adrenaline. And if you are close enough to me, you know that, I like adrenaline. I think a lot of vets, I think a lot of our problems is we've had some really highs in adrenaline and an adrenaline rush. And we spend a lot of time chasing that adrenaline. And sometimes that leads to, you know, some bad vices. So, you know, it is what it is, right? But I felt the adrenaline rush. It felt amazing. So on the way down, as I'm riding, I'm like looking up at the mountain and I'm thinking like, man, we were up there. You know, I did that. And I never thought, you know, I'm 33 years old. I thought my days of like adventure and trying new things like that were over, you know? And just even thinking about it now, just kind of reflecting on it, is still crazy to me. But I started thinking, like, what if I would have said no? Like, what if I would have just been like, you know what, you guys go ahead. I'm gonna stay down here. You know, I would have missed that experience. So how many times have I said no because it seemed too risky? Or, you know, my biggest fear is fear of the unknown. So how many times have I said no? How much have I missed out on? Because I didn't say yes. And so it got me thinking, like, what if we said yes more often? You know what I mean? Now, I'm not saying say yes to everything, right? It's about understanding when a no is governed by fear, and then a no that's governed by, like, a genuine discernment, right? Like, how do we distinguish between the two? How that inner debate in your head, right? How many times do we, I should have this beer. Cool. Yep, I'll have that. There's nothing to it, right? Whatever your vice is. Oh, yeah, I'll go have this cigarette. Yeah, I'll go put this dip in, this chaw in. I'll go to the casino. I'll, you know, do whatever, right? It's so easy to say yes to those things. But why is it when something is pushing us outside of our comfort zone, our mind is limiting us and trying to keep us within our comfort zone? And you don't grow. You're not challenged. Nothing really happens when you stay within your comfort zone. So it's kind of crazy how when you start to think about how much power the word yes has. Now, again, I'm not talking about yes to everything, right? I'm not saying, let's say yes to free diving, you know, free diving, spear fishing, and, you know, 50 feet of water. Like, I'm not really ready for that. Like, just physically, I can't perform that safely, right? Let's not go try to race a car 200 miles an hour or try to go drift when we shouldn't be drifting, right? I might say yes to the training, but even in our own lives, how much growth have we missed out on by saying no? What would happen if we said yes to, I am going to wake up, your alarm's going off, and your alarm in the morning goes off. You have two choices, yes or no. Yes, I'm going to get up and I'm going to attack the day. I'm going to win the first battle of the day by turning that alarm off. Or, nah, I think I'll hit snooze, which admittedly, I do. I do a lot. I'm like a 5-person alarm type thing. Unless it's golf, then I'm normally up first alarm. But back to my point, you see how that works? When I need to get up or I want to get up for anything that's challenging me, I'm slow to get up. But when it's something fun like golf, I'm up first alarm. Or maybe I'm taking the kayak out and I'm going fishing. I'm up first alarm. Bet you I don't miss that alarm at all. You know? It is what it is, right? We have that debate inside our head, that inner monologue. And if you don't, I'm sorry, I don't really have anything for you. Because I've got that inner monologue. So what happens when, remember, I think it was the second episode, or maybe I touched on the first episode, the intro. We have, hold that thought. I just had that thought. I lost it. Let me just get back on my notes here. Right. So we have that inner monologue where, oh, that's what it was. Recognizing our triggers, right? So we know that those decisions that are going to put us out of our comfort zone, that's going to trigger our overthinking, right? So what if we recognize that trigger, and to counter that overthinking, we just say yes. We don't think about it. Remember, we have to be okay with being imperfect, right? So we don't need to plan 100 steps. We can just say yes, and we can try it. And if it doesn't work, we adjust our plan and we try it again. And if it doesn't work, we adjust our plan and we try it again. And we will get so much further than just saying no. So what happens? Just envision that for a moment. Think about a time where, as overthinkers, something came up and we never made a decision on it because we just started overthinking. Okay? Now, envision that same situation. And what if? What if you just said yes? Where would you be today? Now, I'm not saying throw all your money away. Maybe it was a financial decision. What if you would have invested that $5,000 or that $1,000 or that $100? What would it be today? But instead, you thought about it because of the risk. We overthink it. We come up with the most dangerous course of action, which I am so guilty of, right? Most probable course of action, MPCOA, MDCOA. Most probable course of action and most dangerous course of action. And we get so caught up in between. If it's not life or death, guys, we don't have to do that to ourselves. We don't. We can just say yes and we can try it. And I encourage you to recognize your triggers. When you see the trigger and you know you're about to start overthinking, just stop, breathe, say yes, and let's just adjust. And we'll adjust on the fly. It's okay. Some action is better than no action. When you talk about a life or death, right? In the Marine Corps, if in any combat MOS, really, if you're getting shot at, you got to do something. You can't just sit there, right? Some action is better than no action. Remember, that's our whole focus. We got to get better at taking action. I think that, I don't want to repeat myself here. I just think we're missing out a lot. I think we're missing out a lot with our overthinking. And I think that there's so much potential. There's so much more that we can do. There's so much more room for us to grow if we say yes. So I want to encourage you. I think that that's, if there's one thing that you can take away from this, and this is going to be a shorter episode. Again, kind of going off my own thoughts and theories here, but I think that was my first mistake, right? Trying to make these episodes long and worthwhile, but this one feels good. So this week, when you notice your trigger, you start overthinking, we're going to stop, we're going to breathe, we're going to say yes, we're going to adjust on the fly. Well, I think that's going to do it for us this week, guys. Keep pushing, keep exploring, but above all else, don't eat any kibble this week. Let's go, baby. Let's crush these goals. I want to hear all about it next week. Have a good week. Mud Dog 1 out.